This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll be talking with Bo Bice, the new lead singer of the group Blood, Sweat, and Tears. But first, half of married men find their mother-in-law attractive. Some say she's better looking than their wife. Can you believe that? According to a new survey, half of married men admit they find their mother-in-law attractive. The poll of 1,500 married men also found that 1 in 6 says their mother-in-law is hotter than their wife. 31% say their mother-in-law is attractive to them. 2/3 say they would be happy if their wife aged as well as her mom. An envelope received at the White House off-site mail screening facility this week tested positive for cyanide. The envelope contained a milky substance in a container wrapped in a plastic bag. The envelope had a return address for a man who has a record with the Secret Service dating back to 1995. He previously mailed the White House a package covered with excrement. A Missouri man is facing federal charges for allegedly threatening to shoot President Barack Obama. 24-year-old Cameron Stout was charged with making threats against the president. A Secret Service agent says the man had had several conversations during the past week with a confidential informer who is a former Aryan Nation member about plans to kill the president. Those plans included potential shooting sites in Washington and Kansas City if the president were to visit there. The Missouri man also told the informant he had loaned out a 270 caliber rifle with a scope, but hadn't gotten it back yet and planned to use it to commit the crime. A Minnesota man was arrested for breaking into his neighbor's house and stealing a knife set that he gave them for Christmas. He said the neighbors didn't appreciate the gift or were using them incorrectly. Before breaking into the home, he argued with a female resident and wanted the set back. He shoved the woman and stole the set. He was charged with felony burglary. Experts say distracted driving is at an all-time high, especially among teens. One study found that 27% of teens change clothes or shoes while driving, and some worked on their homework. And another study found that texting on a cell phone is equivalent to driving drunk. People are more likely to reveal secrets when they are laughing. Researchers paired people into groups to watch different videos and talk afterwards. They found those who watched the funnier videos were more likely to share secrets with the strangers afterwards. The conclusion? A few laughs makes people more willing to tell others something personal about themselves without necessarily being aware that they are doing so. We first met singer Bo Bice on season 4 of American Idol when he finished second to someone named Carrie Underwood. I don't know whatever happened to her. Well, Bo, though, is performing all across the country as lead singer now of the legendary group Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Well, I'll tell you, it's the musical clash of the titans, Mike. You know, it's really awesome. Over a decade ago, I was blessed to make it in front of an audience of television viewers that catapulted me into my own career. And so now, I guess 10 years removed from that here in a few months, one of the bands that I sang their song on the show was Blood, Sweat, and Tears. You know, I did Spinning Wheel. So it's ironic that a decade later now I'm on stage fronting that band, as well as still doing my stuff. So it's just, it truly is, man. I say it all the time, I'm living the dream, but today I truly am living the dream.
Now, are we talking to the long-haired or short-haired Bo Bice right now?
Well, I am short hair now, but it's all, I guess, the same person. Voice hadn't changed, so.
Do you still stay in touch with your American Idol connections that you made in season 4?
Well, you know, I have, through Idol, I've made a lot of different friends, not only in my season, but, you know, throughout the different seasons as we continue still to today accumulate new alumni. So I made a lot of friends, you know. Jessica Muse from last season, who's out doing stuff, her and I tweet and talk. I think that's a great thing about our social media now, is you don't have to be best buddies or in somebody's contact list to keep up. And you know, as much as some folks might try to run from idols, for me personally, you know, I was in the trenches for 10 years making a living. I've been in the trenches for 10 years after making a living. I think it's kind of arrogant to think that Idol did not have an extreme amount to do with my success, but also a lot of hard work, dedication, and sacrifice had a lot to do with my success too. So, and still to this day. So I think that just keeping yourself grounded, and for me, my wife and my kids, God keep me focused every day. So it's still great to be a part of the alumni, have friends and making new ones each year. But also, I'm kind of like the old guy of the bunch now. You know what I mean? It's I'm pushing 40 this year, so I'm fitting right in with blood, sweat, and tears in these cats because I hear them say, "Man, we've been around since 67. We feel old." It's like, brother, it's like wine. You don't get older; you just get better.
Well, what is it like singing with them? Because so much of their music people recognize as David Clayton Thomas vocals. Do you try to emulate him, or you just do Bo Bice with Blood, Sweat, and Tears?
And that's a great question, Mike, because that's actually one in interviews that I've never gotten. And I think that's, for me personally, I think something that has to be brought up about Blood, Sweat, and Tears, because a lot of folks might know Spinning Wheel or You've Made Me So Very Happy, a few different songs that David Clayton made famous. But there's been over 140 members in this band since 1967, and we're talking iconic members like Steve Katz and Jaco Pastorius. And we just lost Skoloff on Saturday, the trumpet player who's that one note in Spinning Wheel made him famous, you know. So to be fronting a band that's had so many iconic members, that's really special. But I also make sure, you know, when people, I still do Bo Bice. It's not like I just gave up the Bo Bice thing. I still go out and play and I do different things. It's just right now we're focused on a new album with Blood, Sweat, and Tears. My dedication is in paying homage to this band that's an iconic part of where I came from. And so for me to be standing on stage each night playing from a hit catalog that a lot of folks might know the David Clayton stuff, but if you do some research, there's a singer, his name's Jerry Fisher. And if you go back and listen to his cuts, songs like Almost Sorry, nowadays you can go look on YouTube and just check it out, you know, Jerry Fisher and Blood, Sweat, and Tears. That cat to me is not only one of the most outshined vocalists of Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Personally, I think he's one of the most outshined vocalists alive. He's phenomenal. So, it's cool for me to be singing from a catalog of music, performing in front of a horn band is like getting shot off the front of an aircraft carrier. You know, it's incredible. So I have a lot of fun getting to do what I'm doing right now. And I want to make sure that I pay homage to it for the fans as much as for the catalog. And so that's really important to me, that it stays authentic. Okay, this isn't like Blood, Sweat, and Tears tribute. Okay, this is Blood, Sweat, and Tears. You know, I didn't put aside what I do and take time off of being Bo Bice to go out and be in a tribute. That's not what this is. This is Blood, Sweat, and Tears. And they're going to have brand new music, first music in four decades. They have the absolutely most iconic catalog of music that we get to play from, along with the new music. But most of all, when you come sit down, this is one of the things that blew my mind when we played last week. It was the majority of the crowd now is starting to be younger, and we're starting to get younger and younger. And that is awesome, man. Not for me. Not to stroke my ego. It's awesome that young folks are getting turned on. Music's getting taken out of our schools. Okay, these kids got to get turned on to music some other way than slapping, earbuds in their heads and or what they're getting force fed on so-called music on the television commercials. So it's great to see kids out representing music because they want to see people perform, and that's why I signed up for this. I can't tell you how long it's going to go on. Like I said, I signed up for 8 shows. I did say that if I'm going to go out and do this, I'm going to sacrifice my time to do it. I'm not going to go out and be in a tribute band. That's not what this is about. But I can guarantee you this. If you are a fan of Blood, Sweat, and Tears before, you're going to love it now. Not because of Bo Bice. It's because it's just, man, great music. Never gets old. If you don't know who Blood, Sweat, and Tears are, you're a Bo Bice fan, come out, because you're going to have your mind blown by some incredible musicians. And I don't... at all have problems saying that I like being the weakest link in the chain. That means that everybody else is stronger than me, and I'm holding my stuff together. So it's truly an honor to get to stand on stage every night with such a, you know, the caliber of musicians I get to and the caliber of music.
Hope to see you soon, Bo.
Now my long hair's on my chin, and my wife's been telling me I should do the Just for Men. You know, go get me a little bit of beard dyeing in there. You know, I hadn't hit that point. Mike, I hadn't hit it yet. You know, I think I'm like a Rod Stewart. I'm wearing it well.
All right.
You know what I mean?
I love it. Bo, thank you for a couple of minutes, and we hope that you have a great performance with Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
All right. Thanks a bunch, y'all.
And with Bo Bice of Blood, Sweat, and Tears now, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend. America
Weekend. Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 888-679-MY-TV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 888-679-MY-TV. That's 888-679-MY-TV.
Hey.